WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal appeals court has heard former President Trump's challenge to a gag order concerning his upcoming election interference criminal trial. Loyola Law Professor and CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
What they're arguing is that the gag order chills the former president's speech, in part because he's not just the former president. He's a current candidate for the presidency again.
Many young patients have been evacuated from Gaza's main hospital. Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari says there's a compelling reason to continue attacking the area around it.
By now, the truth is clear. Hamas wages war from hospital, wages terror from hospital.
President Biden has pardoned Thanksgiving turkeys named Liberty and Bell at the White House and has this message for Americans.
And let's remind ourselves that we're blessed to live in the greatest nation on this face of the earth.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering that.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The athletic director at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville has died. The university did not provide details this morning, only that Christina Navarro Krupka was pregnant and her death was unexpected. She was in her fourth year as athletic director and assistant chancellor at Platteville. Tomorrow, the Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Jeff Mandel of the liberal group Law Forward says the current Republican maps are unconstitutional because they're not contiguous.
They're not all made up of one uninterrupted chunk of land, and that is in conflict with the words of the Constitution.
Mandel on Upfront on WISN-TV. Lawyers for the map supporters are expected to argue contiguous has different meanings. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Credit Union says an ATM was robbed at a Menominee East office. According to a press release from Wisconsin Credit Union, the ATM located at Wisconsin Credit Union's Menominee East office was robbed around 1 a.m. on Monday. The credit union also announced the incident is under investigation and the security of all member accounts was maintained as there's no personal data stored on the machines. The Wisconsin Credit Union location remains open following the theft. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has approved pay increases for state patrol troopers and inspectors and employees in the Building Trades Crafts Collective Bargaining Unit. In signing the pay increases, Governor Evers also noted that he has already approved pay raises for roughly 35,000 University of Wisconsin employees, but those pay raises are still being held up by the Republican-controlled state legislature. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has withheld the raises in an effort to oppose DEI programs at the universities. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Bucks are in the nation's capital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Wizards tonight in the Capital One Arena in Washington. Milwaukee coming off a 132-125 win over the Mavericks. Saturday night, Damian Lillard scored 27 points, Giannis with 40, and teammate Pat Connaughton connected on some three-point shots to add another 16 points despite the challenges.
Anything to win. You know, I think we got a team that is competitive. We've really grown in making sure that we're making the right basketball play.
NFL, what a day for the Packers. Three rookie defensive backs against the Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert. Jordan Love with a pair of beautiful touchdown passes. Green Bay beat L.A. 23-20 in a game that went down to the wire. Tense moments for Aaron Jones, who was carted off the field with a painful knee injury. I spoke to him at his locker.
No, it's not my ACL, so we're good there. To start the recovery process, the healing process, I got to do an MRI tomorrow, see how that goes, and go from there.
That's the Packers running back Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy and colder today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, 31. Tomorrow, a little more sunshine, high of 42 on Wednesday, 44. Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy with a high of only 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide, or at least we will be as soon as Todd hits the button on the Civic Media app. It is a Monday, November 20th, 2023, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers. And we are here on another Monday, which we're trying to get started here. We're trying. I keep hitting the go, got it button. And oh, there we go. There we go. Technology has finally once again worked. Mr. Zommers, a great way to start. This is a great way to start off the show. How the heck are you doing?
Doing pretty well. You know, here getting ready for this abbreviated work week where we all figure out how we're going to get in between all the traffic to get home for Thanksgiving.
Yes, it's going to be a busy one. I know many people in retail in particular, whatnot, have to work over the holiday, and we're thinking of all of them. For some of us, we're fortunate enough to get a couple of days technically off on Thursday and Friday. We will have a special pre-recorded show for you, or at least parts of it will be fresh. Parts of it will be pre-recorded on Thanksgiving and on Black Friday as well. So we'll still have a show. Just for those that watch on the stream, there will not be an actual video component to Thursday and Friday.
There will not. But you'll hear some spicy little Thanksgiving leftovers, as we've called it. Some things that we recorded after the show that you didn't get to hear on the air.
Yes, absolutely. There is that coming to you on Thursday. So looking forward to that. I was up in Richland Center this weekend in the RC, hanging out with Mom a little bit and getting ready. She is hosting Thanksgiving for the entire family on Friday in Richland Center. So looking forward to having everybody come down to the RC. So we were doing some things to prepare for that. Did a little grocery shopping. Shout out to Festival Foods in Baraboo, Wisconsin. We went over there and did a little beautiful store over there at Festival Foods. Because you may or may not know, probably don't know, Richland Center no longer has a proper grocery store. You got the Walmart, but that's all you got. And, you know, thankful for that, I guess. But in a town of 5,000 people, in a county of 17,000, no proper grocery store anymore.
So, that's unfortunate.
That's very unfortunate. But hopefully that can change. But went over to Baraboo, did a little grocery shopping, and came back to the RC. So, and a beautiful weekend. My goodness gracious. Beautiful sunshine and great start for deer hunting, at least in terms of guys and gals weren't getting wet. You know, no wet rain. That was when I deer hunted, I didn't mind the snow. I really didn't mind this kind of weather. It was that like 38 degree rain that I hated.
At that point, you're just like, is this really worth it? Yeah. And you just go inside.
Exactly. So so at least some decent, I saw. And but here's the thing I found curious. And, you know, grew up in Richland Center and 54. And there have been other weekends where for various reasons I had to work all or part of opening deer weekend. And I drive back and forth on Highway 14 from Madison to Southwest Wisconsin. And over the years, I mean, you know, used to see a hunter or hunters at the Blaze Orange, you know, every 5-10 miles at least, sometimes more often. From Madison to Richland Center on Highway 14 on Saturday, I think I saw maybe a half dozen trucks or cars pulled over like there was somebody in the I saw, I think, two people in blaze orange along that entire stretch.
Wow. Well, maybe everyone was just really lucky.
And then we drove. I guess maybe. But yeah, it just seems like fewer hunters. Or maybe they're just deep in the woods. I'm not sure. But anyway, hopefully if you were deer hunting, it was a safe and successful hunt for all of you. Deer hunting continues, gun deer hunting, that is, continues through Thanksgiving weekend as well. So if you haven't got your deer yet, maybe it will happen very soon. Coming up later on this show in hour number two, excited that our ongoing contributor, John Roach, a Wisconsin jewel in terms of a writer, an author, just an all-around great guy. I call him a Renaissance man. John Roach, most recently of Madison Magazine, but has also done all kinds of other writing. He joins us once a month, and he'll join us a little early at 1:20 this afternoon in hour number two to talk about all kinds of things, including Thanksgiving traditions in our family and in Wisconsin proper. Also, a little bit about Badger football. And as a UW alum here at Wisconsin, and the Badgers got a big victory. Big victory on Saturday. I watched most of that game, listened to a little on the Civic Media stations, on WRCO, on the Badger Network. So the Badgers got a win. They are now bowl eligible with their sixth victory. They're 6-5. And now, starting today, for those of us who are Badger fans, it is Axe Week, meaning the Badgers play for Paul Bunyan's Axe this Saturday against our arch nemesis, the PJ Flexters. That's why there's the Minnesota Golden Gophers. But their coach, PJ Fleck, is just, he's a handful, you understand? And so I like to call them, it'll be the Flexters versus the Flicksters. So looking forward to our conversation with John Roach a little bit later on in the show. We have early caller, Mark from the SAC, calling in early. Let's see what's on his mind. You can join us as well here at Civic Media. Mark from the SAC. Mark, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Yeah, well, I'm in for my stand right now, but I'm hunting all the way up in northern Wisconsin, up in Douglas County. And for the past, I don't know how many years I've been doing it now, but I always hang a little wire bird feeder next to me up in my tree stand. And the chickadees come and visit me all day, and I have chickadees, nuthatches, little woodpeckers. Yesterday there was some bird I'm going to have to look up in Peterson's that came in and landed right in front of my 18 inches away from my face on my gun rest. But
wow,
there's more to hunting than getting a buck. This morning I saw one doe came in and passed her up, and then a doe came in with her two fawns. One was a little buck fawn and a doe fawn, but it was just nice being out in the woods. It's pretty pleasantly warm up here, and no shiver on the tree stand this year, but I mean, it's just great to see the wildlife. I mean, yesterday there was a big old pileated woodpecker came flying by me that
really
good view of him, and you don't see those all the time.
No, but not at all.
Great being out in the woods.
I can't tell you thanks enough for the call, Mark, because this is exactly when, you know, I occasionally still turkey hunt and bird hunt, but for me, hunting is exactly what you just described. It is being out in nature. It is enjoying the outdoors. And so happy that Mark took time to call in. Mark, good luck out there on the stand. Be safe, and thanks for calling in. That was one of the pleasures of hunting.
Absolutely. Like, the best parts are spending time with family, being outside, and since you're sitting in a tree or in a blind or whatever, you're sitting there for most types of hunting for hours. When the birds start to come back in after you've settled down and they land like a foot from your face or whatever, and you could just get to see something you don't see every day.
Absolutely appreciate the call from Mark. If you'd like to join us along the way today, you are welcome. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Anyway, we have John Roach in hour number two. We'll also have a new version of What's Worse in hour number two as well. So stay tuned for all of that. I want to start this morning with some disturbing news that occurred in the city of Madison over the weekend. And I want to point out a couple of things. I want your calls on it and your opinion. So over the weekend, I believe it was on Saturday, same day as the Badger game day, you had some yahoos, some numbnuts, some schmucks.
Oh, I think I did see this.
In the city of Madison. And it turned out there were about, I don't know, around 15 yahoos, schmucks, that they call themselves Nazis, and I guess you have to take them at their word. And there are particular, I didn't know this before until I started reading about it. There's a particular bad type of blood tribe Nazi. It's a particular, I think, you know, all Nazis are deplorable. But these idiots are a particular sect which really, really hates Jews, which really, really hates anybody who doesn't agree with them and just wants everybody dead, basically. And only two of them had the chutzpah, the balls, to unmask themselves. The rest of them were cowards and wore masks, and they had swastika Nazi flags and red shirts and masks over the face and black pants. And they stopped at a historic synagogue here in Madison to call out anti-Semitic things and terrible things. They used the N-word to black people they met along the way. Hats off to the Madison police, because they followed this group meticulously throughout the city and made sure that they, other than their deplorable speech and rhetoric, they didn't cause any other damage while they were here. And then they marched up State Street to the Capitol and said some more terrible things. Like I said, somewhere over 15, 20-ish, somewhere in there. And this made a lot of news, as it might, not only across Wisconsin, but across the U.S. And I know this is going to be on late shows tonight. Speaking of, by the way, Stephen Colbert has David Letterman back on at the Ed Sullivan Theater for the first time since Letterman retired from the Late Show. Anyway, I know this is going to be on. I'm sure that this will make late night comedy tonight, because I mean, it's not every day that you see Nazis in Charlottesville. Really, have you seen Nazis marching publicly? And of course, here in the city of Madison, and it's just disgusting. And it's deplorable. And I was so proud that the leadership of the University of Wisconsin-Madison and the city of Madison, all within minutes, if not an hour or so, called these idiots out and renounced them, repudiated these actions. And that included the chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, Jennifer Mnuchin, put out a statement. The university did. Our Governor Tony Evers, immediately put out a statement repudiating them. U.S. Congressman Mark Pocan, Democrat here that represents the city of Madison, repudiated them. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Democrat, immediately repudiated them. The mayor of Madison, Rose Conway, immediately repudiated them and called them out and said this is not what Madison is and not what Wisconsin is. And according to reporters, and by the way, the Daily Cardinal, the student newspaper on campus, was the first to start reporting this, did a great job. So a shout out to local student journalism at the Daily Cardinal. But they apparently followed them after they got done doing whatever they, you know, spewing their hate speech. And apparently they got into a U-Haul, and drove away, and it had Kentucky license plates. Now, anybody who's ever used a U-Haul knows that these vehicles literally get moved all over the country. So just because it had Kentucky license plates doesn't mean that these idiots are from Kentucky. They could be from anywhere. But the fact that they stayed masked, except for two of them, the fact that they came in here and just spewed forth hate and left, I want to make clear to people, as you see this on the news and you see comedy about it, that this is not what Madison is about. This is not what represents Madison or represents Wisconsin, and I hope represents none of us. We'll come back, take your phone calls on 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Tell you why I got a little bit excited, actually, when I saw Nazis. I'll tell you why on the other side. The Todd Hallball Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion $1,000 in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
93.5 The Tap.
Hail myself. Hail to me. I'm the crowd who's out to change our history. Hail myself. Raise your hand. There's no greater dictator in the land. Everything I do for you. If you're looking for a war, here's World War II. Hail myself. Raise your beer. Every hotsy totsy Nazi stand and cheer.
Hotsy totsy Nazis. I got a little excited. I saw Nazis on the street of Madison, and I thought the production, the Broadway production of The Producers is in town across the street at the Overture Center, and we've got gay Nazis in town. You know, so I thought, well, why not? You know, this is fantastic. And those that don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about this very serious issue of these idiot 15, 20 people, real Nazis who came in and protested. But if you're not familiar, there's a great award-winning, Tony Award-winning show starring Nathan Lane and called The Producers. And it's now tours. I've seen it. It's actually been at the Overture Center. Written by Mel Brooks, the great writer, who happens to be Jewish. And he wrote this show. It's about two guys, two producers. One is a producer, one's an accountant. And they figure out that a producer on Broadway could make more money with a flop than with a hit. And you should just raise all the money and then produce the worst musical you could ever think of. It would close overnight, but you'd get to keep all the money. So they go about finding the worst musical ever written. And they find this old German guy who wrote a musical glorifying Adolf Hitler. And they think, well, this is if we produce this, nobody it'll close. And so they find the director, who happens to be very flamboyantly gay, who wants to make the whole thing very gay and the Germans win the war and all the stormtroopers are played, quote, by boys in very tight pants. And so they make it's a show within a show. And so they put on the play within Producers is called Springtime for Hitler. And that was a cut right there from the very gay actor in the show who plays a very gay version of Adolf Hitler. So the whole thing is just making fun of Nazis. And of course, you know, Nazis hate everybody, including us gays. And so, you know, it's a spoof and making fun of and showing how ridiculous and how idiotic and stupid Nazis and Nazism is. So it's one of my favorite shows. So, you know, tongue in cheek, I thought, well, geez, that's great. Are the Producers in town? But no, it wasn't the Producers. It wasn't anything like that at all. It was pure, unadulterated hate and disgust and idiocracy. And again, the fact that anybody could find anything appealing about this is beyond repulsive to me. And I want to point out, and I said this before the break, that Governor Tony Evers, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, U.S. Congressman Mark Pocan, the mayor of Madison, Rhodes Conway, all Democrats immediately put out statements repudiating this. And also Ben Wickler, the chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, retweeted Governor Evers' statement and put out his own. Ben Wickler said this: neo-Nazis marched through my hometown today, past the synagogue where I became bar mitzvah. Governor Evers is right when he calls it quote-unquote revolting. I'll add, these pathetic losers spewing poison achieve nothing other than uniting our community in denouncing hate, unquote. The post of Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler of Wisconsin. Now, I want to be fair. I haven't had time to go through and recheck today all of the Republican elected officials and leaders. But over the break, I just checked Brian Schimming's Twitter account, chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. So far, silent. No repudiation, no mention. Now, I want to be very careful. I am not pointing or trying to paint a broad brush saying that all Republicans are not renouncing this. But I have yet to find a major one that does. And I just find that the silence being disgusting. It doesn't take a lot of time to repudiate Nazis. Doesn't take a lot of time to repudiate hate.
Nazis are bad. Send tweet.
Yeah. I mean, Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones said it best. You know, Nazis. I hate Nazis. There. Boom. Done. You're done. And also the chairwoman, or not the chairwoman, pardon me, Anna Kelly, who happens to be the national press person for the National Republican Party, formerly with our own U.S. Congressman here in Wisconsin, Republican Derek Van Orden, and also from formerly of Wisconsin Republican Party. This is Anna Kelly. She put out a very snarky tweet showing the video footage of these idiot Nazis marching in Madison. And she said this, quote, "Just a few blocks from where I used to live in the, quote, inclusive, unquote, city of Madison. Absolutely disgusting." Period. So what Anna Kelly of the Republican Party apparently is trying to insinuate is she's saying that Madison calls itself inclusive with diversity, equity, and inclusion, etc. And she's some way trying to pervert that into saying that that includes Nazism. I think the best way to respond to that is from a guy, Josh Clemens, who tweets about politics here in Madison. Josh Clemens tweeted this back. He said, quote, "Implying that Madison supports this in any way is repugnant. All the Madison Twitter was horrified by this. And more importantly, this disgusting display was not local. When it ended, they loaded into a U-Haul and drove away into darkness." So let's just be very clear about all that, shall we? Very clear that Nazism is terrible and we should repudiate it. I certainly do. This show does. And
I do too.
And Mr. Thomas does as well. And for the silence to be on the Republican side like this in repudiation, while Democrats, every Democratic leader that I could find, instantly did so, to me is disturbing. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Jack in Merrimack. Jack, thanks for calling. A couple of minutes left before the break. What say you?
Well, first of all, I'm not terribly surprised that Republicans basically are attempting to say, yep, the liberal city of Madison, see, liberals support Nazis. It's the old Nazi propaganda. Josef Goebbels, who is the minister of propaganda, said it best when he said, accuse the other side of that of which you are guilty. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a party, the Republican Party. Their philosophy is we have one supreme leader who can order us to do anything and who can solve anybody's problem with the government.
Jack, what does that sound like to you? The irony there, right? And let me quickly add, just to be fair, the Republican Party itself of Wisconsin has not repudiated this. They did retweet one tweet from Derek Van Orden, who did. So I just want to make sure I'm fair and clear on that.
Even so, this Project 2025 is something that's right out of the Nazis' playbook. I mean, you know, take over the
right.
The government, the civil service system, the courts, the election system, the military. Declare use the Insurrection Act.
Yep. Jack, I appreciate the call. I'm up against the clock here. Back on the other side, more of your calls. Don't go anywhere. This is the Tyler Ball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From
Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5 The Tap.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Board of Commissioners of Public Lands is announcing a record $65 million for public schools across Wisconsin through the Common School Fund. School librarians and media specialists will use the money to buy new books, technology, and educational materials for students in need. The Wisconsin Supreme Court tomorrow hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's Republican legislative maps. Luke Berg is with the Conservative Institute for Law and Liberty. He says there's an easy fix to claims that non-contiguous districts are unconstitutional.
If you were simply to take the islands and put them in the districts that surround them, it would eliminate the contiguity problem and you wouldn't have any population problems in the existing map.
Berg on Upfront on WISN-TV. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A settlement was reached in a lawsuit filed by the family of one of the Girl Scouts hurt in a hit-and-run crash in Lake Haley in 2018. The driver of the car, Colton Trow, crashed into a Girl Scout troop on November 3, 2018, killing four people and injuring Madeline Zweifelhofer, whose family filed the lawsuit in 2021. Trow was sentenced to 54 years in prison. Zweifelhofer's family argued that Madeline had permanent injuries from the crash and filed the lawsuit against Trow for medical expenses and lost wages. The Badger Care public option bill will be reintroduced in the Wisconsin State Legislature. Officials say the bill would expand eligibility beyond traditional Medicaid expansion and allow residents to get out of poverty without having to lose their Badger Care insurance. State Senator Jeff Smith believes the comprehensive health reform bill would bring billions of dollars into the state, but isn't optimistic the bill will advance in the Republicans-controlled state legislature. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Bucks are in the nation's capital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Wizards tonight in the Capital One Arena in Washington. Milwaukee coming off a 132-125 win over the Mavericks. Saturday night, Damian Lillard scored 27 points, Giannis with 40, and teammate Pat Connaughton connected on some three-point shots to add another 16 points despite the challenges.
Anything to win. You know, I think we got a team that is competitive. We've really grown in making sure that we're making the right basketball play.
NFL, what a day for the Packers. Three rookie defensive backs against the Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert. Jordan Love with a pair of beautiful touchdown passes. Green Bay beat L.A. 23-20 in a game that went down to the wire. Tense moments for Aaron Jones, who was carted off the field with a painful knee injury. I spoke to him at his locker.
No, it's not my ACL, so we're good there. To start the recovery process, the healing process, I got to do an MRI tomorrow, see how that goes, and go from there.
That's the Packers running back Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle. We're out there.
Cloudy and colder today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, 31. Tomorrow, a little more sunshine, high of 42 on Wednesday, 44. Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy with a high of only 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Donald Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Thanks for taking us along with you on your lunch hour or wherever you're at across Wisconsin and around the world. Perhaps via the Civic Media app, you can download it at your favorite Android and Apple store. Just go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Comes up, takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. That's the Civic Media app. Don't miss it. Download it today. 35 now, past the hour of 12 noon. Talking about these idiotic Nazis in Madison over the weekend, about 15, 20 of them. Only two of them had the chutzpah to not have masks on and cover their faces in cowardice, yellow-bellied shame. Marched around and left town in darkness. And the fact that every major from the Governor Tony Evers to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Congressman Mark Pocan, the Chancellor of the University, the Mayor of Madison, all immediately putting out statements via social and otherwise repudiating this. The chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Ben Winkler, repudiating it. I just checked. Brian Schimming, chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, nothing. The Republican Party of Wisconsin, nothing except for retweeting a tweet from Derek Van Orden, Republican congressman from Western Wisconsin, who did repudiate it. But no actual statement from the party itself. Just check both the campaign and the U.S. Senate Twitter account for Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. No mention. No repudiation. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Lyle in Sun Prairie. Thanks for listening. Lyle, what say you?
When I heard this news, I was actually proud to be an American. These jerks could slither into town, spew their hate, slither out of town, totally peacefully. So I think everybody's right to repudiate what they say, but I think we should be proud that they could come in and spew this stuff, and it was a total peaceful demonstration.
I mean, I agree with most of what you said in terms of, yes, it is great to live in a country where we truly have free speech, and no matter what side of the aisle or what, no matter how much love or how much hate we have in our hearts, that we can say these things and do it in an open forum and not be arrested for it. That is the American experiment. You know, I'm not so sure that I'm happy they were able to do it. But you agree that it was a terrible thing and that it's disgusting. You do agree with that, correct?
Oh, no, absolutely. My wife is Jewish. Mm-hmm. I was billy clubbed in an anti-war demonstration at age 18, and I was drafted and shot at age 22. But I think that, you know, we can look at it as a classic First Amendment case. And no matter, I think everybody was right to repudiate what they said. Mm-hmm. But I think we should be proud of the fact that they had the opportunity to do it and do it peacefully and then get the heck out of town.
I totally agree with you on that. Let me ask if I could, please, if you don't mind, and if you do, I'll just tell me. Well, that's fine. But I'm not of the Jewish faith. I have close friends who are. I would just like to ask you. You say your wife was Jewish. You know, how do your wife feel these days with this rise of anti-Semitism? Do you fear? Are you more fearful or more cautious in going out in public? What are your feelings these days when you see these anti-Semitic protests, when you see Nazis in Madison? How does that make you and your wife feel?
I hate the actions, the anti-Semitic actions. When people talk about, you know, all sorts of distasteful things, I don't see that as being any different than I am as an environmentalist trying to do something and that they disagree with. So mm-hmm. We have to deal with it, and we don't have to agree with it. But when we look at the Republican side, they would stifle mm-hmm. our speech.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's a perfect point, Lyle. And I can't thank you enough for listening. I can't thank you enough for taking the time to call in, because these are the kind of voices we need to hear and hear frequently. So, Lyle, thank you so very much. Really appreciate it. You're welcome on the show anytime. Lyle's absolutely right about that, is that we live in a country where, and we have a president, Joe Biden, where free speech truly is present and it truly is enforced. Madison police follow these schmucks, these Yahoo Nazis around town to make sure that they didn't physically harm anyone, but they let them say their hateful things. They let them fly their hateful Nazi flags. And Lyle's absolutely right. We do live in a country where there is something truly called free speech. And if you look at the other side right now, there are serious questions to Jack's point earlier, this Project 2025, where Trump's associates and Trump himself have these plans in place, if put back in the White House, put back in power, to stifle free speech.
At the same time, free speech does have limits. Like, you can't go into the classic example, can't go into a crowded theater right. and shout fire.
Right.
And I think it really depends on what these Nazis said. I think even just parading around in that imagery and shouting the N-word and whatever else they did, I think that it's at least borderline, if not over the line, of what free speech is allowed to do. Because just... imagery implies violence.
Right. I'm no attorney. I'm no Matt Flynn, but you know, he could answer this.
I don't know that wording.
But my understanding is that if you don't, you know, you can't say, you know, let's go kill that person or go attack and kill that person. You know, that's an imminent threat of violence. You can speak hatefully about that person as long as you don't, you know, actually say go kill that person. That's my layman's term of understanding
right.
of the difference to it.
Which is good because we need that. But when it comes to Nazis, I don't know.
I have no sympathy for
them. No, I know. I'm just lamenting the fact that it's very hard to legally come up with a distinction that gets people like this off the streets.
Let me go to another story here, a related story that happened. Because a lot of people, now look, a lot of you who follow this show know that I am still on the Twitter, now called X, or as Craig Ferguson likes to call it, Twix. Not Twitter, not X Twix. I like that. I'm still on it because I use it as a source of before they got rid of the blue authorizing check marks, or you had to pay for it, which I do actually, so I can edit things and so people know it's actually me. But I still use it for things like CBS News, ABC, NBC, you know, CNN, reporters from New York Times, Washington Post, people I know that are true and real people, you know. I follow Twitter for that. But since Elon Musk bought it, it's just becoming more and more of a cesspool. Yesterday, over the weekend, Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis refused to directly condemn Elon Musk for publicly endorsing an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory popular among white supremacist nationalists. The Florida governor told CNN's Jake Tapper he did not see the comment, which Musk reposted or responded to on X on Wednesday, but said Musk has, quote, a target on his back, unquote, ever since purchasing X or Twitter. The X Twitter post, which Tapper showed DeSantis, said this, and I quote, Jewish communities have been pushing the exact kind of dialect hatred against whites that they claim to want people to stop using against them, unquote. The post also referred to, quote, hordes of minorities, unquote, flooding Western countries, a popular anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. In response, Elon Musk reposted that, what I just read, and said, quote, you have said the actual truth, unquote. The anti-Semitic conspiracy theory that Jews want to bring undocumented minority populations into Western countries to reduce white majorities in those nations has been espoused by online hate groups and echoed by people like Robert Bowers, the convicted killer of 11 worshipers at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh in 2018. It was the deadliest attack against Jews in American history. Jake Tapper asked if anti-Semitism among the popular political right, that is, concerns DeSantis, to which DeSantis responded, quote, across the board. The Anti-Defamation League said last month that anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. increased 388% in the weeks following the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th, according to preliminary data. The Council on American Islamic Relations has also said an uptick of reports following the attack, but did not have numbers to release for those. I just find it disturbing again. I find it, if I take out my emotions, fascinating that he's really, I mean, he's becoming less and less a major candidate, but Ron DeSantis, at least at one time, a major candidate for governor on the GOP side, still a city governor of Florida, again, doesn't have the chutzpah, doesn't have the fortitude to renounce anti-Semitism and anti-Semitic language by Elon Musk. And if you want to know what corporate America thinks, Wall Street, the people with the money, over the weekend, major companies like CNN, Disney, that includes ABC, ESPN, the Disney Empire, Disney, Paramount Plus, CBS, went right to major corporations in America and world corporations have pulled all their advertising now off of X, formerly known as Twitter, due to Elon Musk, the CEO and owner, not renouncing these anti-Semitic language and action. Good for them. Good for Disney. Good for Paramount Plus. Good for NBC, Comcast, Universal. And again, unbelievable that a guy like Ron DeSantis can't condone this or can't condemn this.
Well, I don't know. It's believable.
Well, it fascinates me as a student of American politics who's been around a minute and gone through a heck of a lot of campaigns in this country that we now have a major political party, the MAGA Republican Party. And again, I am not talking about your neighbor who, you know, runs for county board or runs as, you know, a district attorney as a Republican or runs as the county clerk as a Republican. I'm talking about the MAGA Republican leadership, the major figures like Trump, DeSantis, and now even the Wisconsin GOP and its chairman either staying silent on Nazis in Wisconsin or refusing to rebuke anti-Semitism when it comes to a guy like Ron DeSantis. And so I ask folks listening, particularly folks who belong to the Republican Party, as I did for 30 years and I left the party in 2011. I simply ask yourself, does this make sense to you? Does this make sense to you? Why would the party that you belong to and vote for not call out Nazis? Why would the party you belong to and vote for not want to repudiate anti-Semitism? I'm pretty confident that most Republicans in Wisconsin would say that just doesn't make sense. And they've lost their mind. Doesn't mean that you have to go over and, you know, now suddenly declare yourself a left-wing Democrat. Not that there's anything wrong with that, as Jerry Seinfeld once said about something else. But it just means, hey, you might want to consider and think for a moment as you go to the ballot box next year. Maybe it's time to send these MAGA Republican leaders in the state of Wisconsin and in Washington a message. And even though you might not be thrilled with everything Joe Biden and the Democrats are doing, they do believe in democracy, and they do call out Nazis, and they do repudiate anti-Semitism. And that's where we have to rally around to save this country. Back with more on the other side. This is the Todd Lovell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly.
Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 now before the hour of 12 noon on Monday, November 20th, 2023. Mr. Zommer's on the board. Off the text line right now, a couple of texts. Again, you can text us via the Civic Media app on WMDX earlier. I have a texter that said hate speech is not protected under free speech. And then I was clarifying that. And the person said, I guess I'm wrong. So, yeah, I mean, it is confusing because you hear of, you know, hate crimes. If someone commits a crime and it's intentional against someone because they happen to be a minority, let's say they happen to be a black person or for religious reasons, because they happen to be Jewish or Muslim or for that matter, Christian. You know, if a person who's not a Christian kills someone strictly because they're a Christian, that could also be considered a hate crime. So hate crimes, if it's provable in court, can get an additional penalty. However, there is not that I'm aware of, but again, Matt Flynn is the person who you can hear coming up at 2 o'clock. Matt can explain this as an attorney better than I can, but my understanding in layman's terms of the law and from being in politics for a bit, you can say hateful things on the street as long as you don't directly say something in terms of go kill that person because they're a blank. You know, that it doesn't matter whether you use, you know, religion or ethnicity or anything else. You know, you can't just stand in the street and say, go kill Joe over there. He's an SOB. Pound the crap out of him and kill him. You can't do that. You'll get yourself because that's an imminent threat. That is directly threatening, you know, killing someone is a crime, obviously.
Right. I don't know where that line is because even if you don't use the words, I am going to kill this person because they're this race, but you can still say that.
Right.
In different words. Yeah, I don't know where
it's frustrating, that's for sure. From WGBW, Jim in Appleton saying, I'm loving all the use of the Yiddish language. Schmucks, the Nazis really love Jewish terms. And then it says, you know, tongue-in-cheek, obviously they don't. Yeah, like I said, I'm not Jewish, but I have some Jewish friends. And so I picked up a little Yiddish here and there and love it. I love everything about it. So, you know, we try to poke them a little bit with some great Yiddish here and there. I'm not going to say who this is, but one of our texters says this: hope your dentist appointment went okay too. And then later on says, apologies, wrong number.
I also hope that their dentist appointment went okay.
Well, here's the thing. This person is just a day early because I actually have a dentist appointment tomorrow.
Well, I hope yours goes okay too.
Before the show. So I hope it does too. A shout out to First Choice Dental and Jeanette and Dr. Bradley over there at the Junction Road Clinic in Madison. First Choice Dental, by the way, fantastic folks and always a good place to go. Also, from Jim from Appleton from WGBW says on another tangent, how did we allow the radical right to turn anti-fascist into a bad thing? I have a friend that posted a picture of the Normandy invasion on Veterans Day. I commented, look at those anti-fascists. He got so bent out of shape that he hasn't talked to me since. Well, I think that's a great text because I was talking to somebody about this over the weekend. There's this gaslighting And that means, to put it in layman's terms, that you just confuse people so much that they don't know. So you have Donald Trump, he's calling, you know, Joe Biden a fascist. Meanwhile, you've got people actually calling out real fascism on the MAGA side. But the MAGA playbook is you just call everybody a fascist. And pretty soon the public gets so confused, they don't know what a fascist is, and they don't care. And then the narrative in the public domain becomes, in the public square, is, well, you know, they all say that.
So, and you say things like, right. Oh, Antifa. Antifa right. is an organization that's out there. Right. They're the real Nazis. Right. Like, Antifa's literally not an organization. It's just like a school of thought. Well, and it's anti-fascist.
Well, yeah. I'm not a big Antifa guy either. But.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying the narrative is that they're a group right. of people who go in and raid your neighborhood, and right. it's not that.
Let's go to the phones, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Tim in Eau Claire. Tim, thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, I'm curious. You know, you're talking about all this anti-Semitism and stuff. How do these people feel about Trump? You know, Trump has a Jewish son-in-law. His daughter converted to Islam. And what's Judaism. His name? Miller, Stephen Miller. He's a Jew. Mm. So do they distinguish between good Jews and bad Jews?
Yeah, just to correct
me. It's kind of crazy.
Just to correct you, though, Ivanka, my understanding is she converted to Judaism. So her husband, Jared Kushner, is also a Jew. Is also a person of a Jewish faith. You know, I think that's a great point that, again, it's you know, a very weirdly, oddly skewed take on the world. And I, the answer is, I don't know, Tim. I'm not part of that. You know, I'm certainly not part of that domain, so I don't have the answer for that. But, you know, it's a great question to ask somebody on the MAGA side or some of these schmucks, you know, spewing forth all this anti-Semitic language. But I appreciate the call, Tim. Thank you so much, Tim in Eau Claire. If you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We're going to keep following this, obviously, as the 2024 election continues. And I think during this week of Thanksgiving, at least for me, I would hope that everyone takes a moment this week to not only count your own blessings and your thanksgivings in your life, but to have a little compassion and empathy for all those people around us. And remember during this week of Thanksgiving that we are all, except for Native Americans, we are all immigrants, or at least we descend from immigrants. And so again, this narrative of anti-immigrant that we don't want, quote unquote, those people here. Well, unless you're a Native American or of Native American descent, we are all, quote unquote, those people. Because all of us or our relatives came somewhere other than the United States of America. And it's a great melting pot. And again, to the earlier caller's point, I believe it was Lyle, that we have great freedoms here that are almost non-existent in any other part of the world. And this country was not founded on Christianity or any other religion. It wasn't founded on ethnicity. It wasn't founded on geography. This country, the United States of America, was founded on an ideal that all people should be free. And we've fallen short and we have work to do. But the ideal we try to keep living up to. Back with more on the other side, including Donald Trump and golden showers. You heard me right. He's on the campaign trail in Iowa talking about golden showers. Also, John Roach later on in the hour as well, Todd Ball Show and Civic Media.
On air, 93.5 FM. Online, thetap.com. And on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.